Dreft, America's favorite brand for dishes, presents Joyce Jordan, M.D.
I'm a truck driver, and I have a heavy job delivering it.
I'm a storekeeper, and I have a big job taking care of the people who want it.
I'm a housewife, and I have no job at all when I use it.
Well, I have a heck of a job trying to describe it. It's so good, this new improved Dreft. Honestly, you may find all the miraculous things about it hard to believe. But the new Dreft really does dishes far quicker, far easier, far better than the best soap in the world. And if you want more suds, you'll love the new Dreft. Why, a few shakes of the box and suddenly thousands of sparkling suds appear. In fact, in the hardest water, yep, ounce for ounce, you get more suds out of Dreft than any other known product. And when you put your hands in those Dreft suds, feel how silky soft they are. So mild, milder than ever before. And wait till you see those suds perform. Why, they dissolve grease so thoroughly, you can't see it or feel it in the dishwater. Make dishes cleaner than soap ever could. Even the glasses sparkle without wiping. And to top it all, Dreft is wonderfully sneeze-free, too. Is there more, you ask? Well, of course there is. There's more Dreft. In fact, every package now washes 1/4 more dishes. No wonder Dreft is America's favorite for dishes.
I deliver loads of Dreft every day.
And I sell cases of it every day.
Well, I use it every day.
Why don't you try the new improved Dreft today? Remember, if you like speedy dishwashing, you'll love that new Dreft. And now, Joyce Jordan, M.D.
A doctor hears many stories in the course of her professional life, but I never heard a stranger story than the love story that Antonia Andressa, once a star of the circus, now a cripple, told me. Antonia had been the most hated woman in show business. She was short-tempered and spiteful, jealous and vindictive. Antonia herself admitted all these things.
It was my life when I was a youngster that formed my character, Dr. Jordan. I was an orphan. No one cared for me.
Do you remember your father and mother?
Not very well. They were of the circus, too, but they did a tumbling act. When they died, I traveled along with the circus.
How did you become the great star that you were?
Well, when the circus was on the road, I would practice walking on a tight wire. I'd steal a bit of wire from the circus equipment and string it up between two trees. Then I would dance on it.
You mean nobody taught you the tricks of the trade?
I taught myself. I've done everything for myself all my life. No one has ever helped me. That is why I did not have any particular faith in anyone. That is why when Bob Clark, the clown, told me that he loved me, I stared at him with an utter lack of belief.
You want me to repeat what I just said? I will. I worship the ground you walk on, Miss Andressa. You're the only girl I've ever loved. You're the only girl I ever will love.
Oh.
I'd better go now. I'm afraid of what you might say. I guess I'd better get another job. I'm not much of a clown.
I think you are a very successful clown. I've noticed you often with your big smile and those artificial feet of yours.
I'm not the clown who wears the artificial feet, Miss Andressa.
Well, anyway, I haven't noticed you. Do not leave the circus, Bob. And as for leaving this dressing room, now don't leave. You can lie down and rest. I guess you need to rest after the beating you have had.
And that was the beginning of it all, of the clown's romance with a star of the circus. The personnel of the circus watched and wondered and laughed silently. Nobody dared laugh out loud when Antonia was around. Her temper was too quick and too blasting. One day in the following spring, when she and Bob were walking in the park, he spoke hesitantly and from the depths of his adoring young heart.
Oh, it's like a dream almost, Andy, being with you so much.
Like a dream?
I'm happy, and yet I'm scared. Scared that the dream will end. I mean, suddenly, with a bump. Like the sort of dream where you fall through space and crash against something hard and cold.
Ah, that is a dream I have often. In my dream, I make a misstep. I fall. The ring rushes up to meet me. I'm lying on the tan bark. And then I wake up screaming.
Oh, Andy, why don't you use a net? Then if you did fall, you wouldn't hurt yourself.
Since I have been a child, I have never used a net. It is my pride not to use a net. I will not fall, Bob. Except in my dreams, don't worry.
I worry about so many things. Andy, I worry about the way people talk.
Of us, Bob?
No, of you. Someone took me aside yesterday and warned me.
Warned you? How?
He said that you were taking me for a ride.
He
said that...
He said? Then it was a man. Pete?
I won't say who it was, but he said that you were being sweet to me just so you could give me a good jolt when the time came.
Did you believe him?
Certainly not. How could I believe a thing like that? It'd kill me if I thought you were just being nice to me so that you could get a big laugh out of it.
I do not laugh so easily, Bob. You've been seeing a lot of me. We've had dinner together often. We've driven out to the country. We've walked in this park many times.
That's right.
Well, do I grow tiresome now that you know me better?
I love you more every day, but... Andy, what can come of this?
What do you want to come of it?
You know. I want to marry you. I want to take care of you for the rest of your life.
Take care of me? Oh, that is so funny. I've always taken care of myself ever since I was a little girl. When I was a little girl, I had a tough time. I had to take care of myself. I was an orphan. Kicked around, I fought back. I had to fight back to survive. It became a habit with me.
Why, you poor little kid.
You call me a poor little kid. I've been called a little wildcat, but never a poor little kid. So, you would like to marry me, eh?
Oh, Andy, more than anything on this earth.
Well, then, we will be engaged.
Andy, do you mean it?
It will be very amusing. No one has ever loved me. But I can only blame myself. Now, we will not tell anybody about this. We will keep it our own secret, yes?
Oh, yes. I'd like to keep it a secret. I wouldn't want anybody to know. If the circus crowd knew,
They'd what?
They wouldn't believe it. They might laugh. And if anyone laughed...
Yes?
Well, I'd have to kill that person. I might not get away with it. I might get myself beaten up like I was beaten up when the Spinelli family took me over, but... Andy, I've never kissed you.
Then you shall kiss me. But immediately. Just for a sample to see if you like it. Oh, do not kiss me as if I'm a plaster saint in a shrine, Bob. Kiss me as if you love me.
Oh, Andy. I never dreamed that this could happen. When do we get married, Andy?
Oh, when we have a time.
When the circus leaves New York? When we're on the road?
Perhaps. Is it not enough to be engaged to me? Are you not satisfied?
I suppose I should be, but I'm not quite. I want to be married to you. I want to take care of you.
Bob tried to keep it a secret, but he couldn't. It's hard for a man in love to keep love a secret. And he was torn between love and doubt and, yes, fear. Finally, when the New York season was almost over, Bob took his heartache to Antonia.
I haven't told a soul, Andy, but somehow the news has leaked out.
What news?
That we're engaged, of course.
Why, you little... You've been bragging about...
I haven't said a word to a soul. One of the fellows asked me yesterday when I was going to marry you, that's all.
And what did you say?
I told him the truth. I said as soon as you were ready. Maybe we can be married soon, Andy. Maybe we...
It is very nice like this.
Oh, not for me.
Well, it is most satisfactory for me. I will not be such good box office once I am married. A marriage star is never as popular.
Well, it isn't exactly a question of popularity. Love isn't, I mean.
It's a question of being with the person you care for most, of never leaving that person.
The thought of never leaving a person. Oh, it's dreadful. Good heavens, the thought of being chained to someone who follows me everywhere with great cow eyes. It revolts me.
I don't mean to follow you with cow eyes. It's only that you're so beautiful. It's only that I love you so much.
Stop telling me all the time that you love me. It bores me to tears. And you bore me too.
I bore you?
Yes, let me have some little peace.
But being in love, Andy, should bring peace.
You don't know anything about anything, Bob. Including love. The way you talk, it's ridiculous.
If you feel so scornful about me, you can't love me very much, Andy.
Who ever said I loved you very much?
But we're engaged. It goes without saying that an engaged couple love each other very much.
Oh, for heaven's sake, I never told you that I loved you. I merely said that we were engaged.
Oh, I don't understand all this.
You never seem to understand. It is very dull for me to be everlastingly explaining things.
It gets very dull. Andy, darling.
Don't call me Andy, darling. You're getting on my nerves. I am tired of you. There, now you know.
Poor Bob. He stood there staring at her with his face white and drawn. He was like poor Pierrot, the tragic clown in the pantomime.
More people for dishes than any other brand.
Dreft?
Right. And now the famous Dreft has been improved even more. It does dishes far quicker, far easier, far better than the best soap possibly could.
Dreft?
Right. In fact, the new Dreft gives more suds ounce for ounce than any product known in the hardest water. And wait till you watch the miracles those suds perform. They wash dishes cleaner than soap. So clean, they shine even without wiping. Grease disappears without hard scouring. Even the dishwater never looks greasy, never feels greasy. Honestly, you can't believe it till you try it.
Dreft?
Right. This new improved Dreft has a new improved mildness. Always was milder for colors than the finest soap flakes. And now imagine how it must pamper your hands.
Dreft?
Right. It's delightfully sneeze-free, too. And every package now lasts longer. Washes one quarter more dishes. Try the new improved Dreft. If doing dishes gets you down, you'll love the new
Dreft?
Right. Now, this is Ron Rawson inviting you to listen again to Joyce Jordan, M.D., brought to you by Procter & Gamble, makers of Dreft, America's favorite brand for dishes. It's new, it's improved, it's better than ever. Dreft. Listen tomorrow at the same time to Joyce Jordan, M.D., and be sure to stay tuned now for This is Nora Drake, which follows immediately over most of these NBC stations.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.